the lights are low. Eight little candles all in a row. They cast their light into the night, that we may remember the glorious fight. And all of the 8 days of Hanukkah, these sacred candles in our home, they're a sign of freedom, they're a sign of light. Always may we watch them glow, watch them glow.
Oh, when I was a boy, my one and only joy was pretending I was living in the past. So to get my little thrills, I stormed out from the hills. A wooden sword held tightly in my grasp.
Oh, Judah Maccabee, how was I to see what you would mean to me?
Joining us right now at PMP Network is Robbie Solomon from the group Safam. And, you know, for all the folks out there, I know I'm one of them. I go to the schools and I do holiday concerts as a DJ, and I end up playing almost all Christmas songs because all I had was like Dreidel by Don McLean. Well, now I have no more excuses because Safam has a great CD out. It's called the Hanukkah Collection, and it's actually coupled with the Passover Collection. And the Hanukkah songs on there are excellent, and I think some of them could become standards.
Well, thank you very much. I think we're very proud of it.
Yeah, you should be proud of it. I mean, some great songs. Now, how many of these songs did you write?
Well, I didn't actually count them, but a lot of them are things that we've written in the past. Joel and I have written several in collaboration with each other.
Or like Judith Maccabee.
Judith Maccabee and Candles of the Menorah were both our collaborations.
One of the good songs on here I really, really liked a lot. It turns out that you didn't write, neither did Robbie, but you guys, neither did Joel, but you guys arranged it as a song by Peter Yarrow called Light One Candle.
Right, you enjoyed our version of it?
I liked it a lot, but I didn't even realize that he wrote that song.
Oh, yeah, it was, it's one of the most popular Hanukkah songs among the kids, and we kind of rearranged it because there's a lot of versions of it out there in recordings, usually kids choir singing it, but we thought it might be interesting in a kind of a boys band, you know, in the boys to men style.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed reworking that one.
I like that song a lot, and it's a great arrangement.
And
the other song that I really think is really just super and something that people might start singing is Eight Little Candles.
Well, thank you. That's that is my composition.
Yes. And it leads off the CD as well.
Right. And it's got a real good horn arrangement, which a fella out in the western part of the state did for us. We really had a blast with that one because it's got a real good beat, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of R&B, we would call it. And the text actually comes from a prayer that's done on Hanukkah called it's called Hanero Talalu, which is talking about these candles, and it's an interesting little text. It's always sung near the time when you light the candles, but it comes from the Talmud, and it teaches you how to light the candles and how they are to be used and not to be used. You're not supposed to use them for anything except for just enjoying the holiday. And that's kind of the import of that song.
Hmm. I guess are any of these things new songs that you've written?
That's a brand new one.
That one's brand new, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool. What inspires you to write these? I mean, you sit
I have to say, we've written a few over the years, And they've all been pretty popular. The, Judah Maccabee was one of the old ones we wrote that has gotten a long life.
Great song, yeah.
People love it. But it wasn't enough to fill one side of a CD, you know, or one whole CD. So we had to fill it in with 8 new selections, or I think it was 7 new selections in the Hanukkah part. And we went about writing. It's kind of a challenge to write a new Hanukkah song.
Well, especially when it's like, you know, you have to write it down.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm used to doing that.
And I see that, you know, you wrote the new Mechamochel.
Maos, sorry, man.
Yeah, and of course, also we call Hanukkah. These are all very new songs.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see that most of the ones that that Joel wrote, I don't see too many of the new ones. Mostly the older ones.
Right.
Well, actually, he wrote Blessings was a new one, but you actually helped him with lyrics on that, though.
Yeah, and also we both had a hand at doing the arrangement. The Blessings, the Hanukkah Blessings, are the traditional tune that that we sing every Hanukkah.
Right, it's interesting, yeah, because you hear that, you know, the Baruch Atah Adonai, Baruch Atah Hashem, and it sounds so differently when it's sung than when you just hear it said as a prayer.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool.
Well, what's interesting, that begins every blessing, and there's a different tune to all the different blessings. There's a tune to the blessing you make over the wine, and a tune to the candles you do for Saturday night. Everything has its own little tune. It's a signature tune, and it it tells you this is the holiday of Hanukkah.
Mm.
That's where the tune comes in.
I mean, Shehikiano, you hear that all the time in Temple, but it has a new sound with the words you wrote here.
Yeah, that's kind of a gospel tune.
Yeah.
So that's what we...
So why all the different styles? I mean, you know, I know Sapam does all different styles as well. And what do you write on your own that you don't write for Sapam? I understand that you actually do some stuff that's, you know, really intended for cantors and temples, right?
Many things. As long as I have you on the... on the line, I can tell you about something that's coming up that's very exciting. I wrote a musical, an entire musical for Purim.
Hmm.
And it's a full-fledged musical, 90 minutes or even longer. And we're doing a production of it this year at our synagogue in Brookline on March the 6th and 7th.
Hmm.
And it's called The Orphan Queen.
The Orphan Queen.
Right. Our synagogue is Ohave Shalom in Brookline, right on Beacon Street.
Hmm.
So it was produced in the past several times, and it's gotten a bit of rewriting and a new director, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, how many members are that temple? How many families belong to that?
Oh, we have about 700.
That's a big temple.
Yeah, it's, you know, mid-size, we call it.
Yeah.
And in the... the other part of your question is that I do write a lot of things for synagogues,
mm-hmm.
for cantors to sing, and there's a publishing company called Transcontinental Music that does most of the liturgical compositions that are written for synagogues,
mm-hmm.
and they've published quite a number of my pieces.
Is that a lucrative thing? I mean, can you make money doing that?
No, it's more for the... for the fame and glory, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to be, it's not a big market, but the cantors who perform my stuff, you know, they know me. And,
well, do they have to pay? I mean,
they buy from this publishing company, so the publishing company is able to continue to encourage composers like myself,
right,
to write, and that way we continue to produce this music.
Hmm.
Not for the money, more for the distribution.
You know, I discovered Sapam many, many years ago because a good friend of mine, Brad Clemens, was playing drums for you.
That's right. Brad is still a good friend of the band.
He's a great guy. And, and of course, I also knew Nellie Nelson from Randolph as well.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a great spin, and they're still together. And, in fact, they've added someone named Mark Snyder, I think, to honor me.
That's right. We did that on purpose, actually.
Yeah, I know. They wanted
to...
call
him, you know, we call him MS. After his initials.
Uh-huh.
MS in Hebrew means truth. Probably knew that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good little nickname.
Yeah. But I actually spoke to him at one point and introduced myself, and he said to me something like, "Yeah, you're the guy in the radio that I get all those people talking to me about."
Well, that's right.
I guess so. Well, he's the guy that plays the instrument people ask about. There's also a Mark Schneider that does comedy.
Right.
So they're around. There's a lot of them around. Now, you're originally from Baltimore, right?
I am, yeah.
You lived in Israel for a number of years?
4 years. I actually studied music at the Reuben Academy there. It's a very good conservatory.
What was it like living in Israel at the time?
Well, it was probably the most optimistic time in Israel's history. It was from 69 to 73.